From scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to the From Scratch podcast. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
So in our dual life as podcasters and LNTV guests and hosts, some of our research crosses over. So we've just done a little LNTV piece about some iVentive research, and we can share that with this episode. But it basically is research of nearly 500 L&D leaders in large organisations, and it talks about their priorities. And a couple of the big priorities, you know, aside from AI, are the number one priority is leadership development, and also for AI second, change management's third. So this is all quite interesting, I thought. The idea, you know, I can see how it all fits together, but leadership development seems to be something that's just never gone away for L&D. It's a kind of persistent issue. And then there's the change agenda. And, well, so what is L&D's role in that? Because I think and you can tell if I'm wrong, Nigel, that L&D has had real problems measuring its value. So it's not seen as strategic because it doesn't seem to have the value that it's needed to be seen so. And we go in circles. So what's the role? I'm quite clear in my mind that learning is innovation. That's taking you into something new. That is change. That is transformation. That's, for me, that's how it works. But it doesn't seem to be like that. So why change? Why is change and leadership still, you know, why are they the big issues?
Well, they may have been big before, but at the moment we're talking about rebuilding the concept of work to partly cope with this fragile, fragmented world, partly to cope with the impact of AI on the workplace. And if you are going to successfully engineer that transformation, then you really do need leaders who have a clue what they're doing, and you need some kind of process or processes for changing the workplace. And one of the quotes that I like in this report, the iVentive report, is from Karen Coker, who's used to be the CLO. She's now the General Manager Future of Work, and that's very interesting. Her career transition seems to sum up the issue in a way. But what Karen is focusing on is L&D's pivot to organizational design and responding to the future of work issues. Therefore, it's all about reskilling and upskilling. It's all about artificial intelligence. It's all about people and data insights and change management. And on top of that is this massive shift in what it means to be a leader. And the key thing in leadership changing, development changes at the moment, is we're moving from leaders as quasi-gods, the people who are successful because they know, to people who are successful because they don't know, but they listen and they engage and they pay attention. And they have a real focus on understanding both the tensions and issues within their organization, but above all, that the faint signals and the trends and the big things that are happening outside their organization. So it's a very different kind of leadership, and therefore it requires different kinds of people, but above all, different kinds of development. And it's all about, in a sense, we've moved from leadership traits, which has always been a really dodgy theory of human behavior, because it gets close to fixed personalities and all that stuff, which is nonsense, goes from traits to essentially behaviors. So it's all about helping people behave in particular ways that allow them to engineer the changes, which in turn allow the organization to flourish in very different circumstances from, say, 5 years ago. So there's a big holistic process working in front of us. All the gears are meshing around in at the moment. And an L&D that just says, oh, we could do a course on that, just sounds so far removed from what's necessary as to be almost laughable. And if you look at the event of agenda, which is based on 356 very senior leaders in talent and learning, there's hardly anything in this 28 page report that says it's all about courses, it's all about ROI, it's all about understanding data and data analytics. It's all about understanding that the micro changes needed in organizations and in organizational behavior to help people be their best, help organizations pivot fast, help organizations bring their knowledge together. These are such massive, massive issues. And it's great that Iventif are focusing pretty much exclusively on those. And you see things like learning culture. Just over the last year, learning culture has gone up 20% or something in terms of it's seen as a priority. Learning culture is the way you create organizations that are sensitive. And if you have the right systems, they empower and support employees in their upskilling and career journey in the context of AI. And that's a quote, not from me, but a quote from a learning leader in finance, a global finance organization. So it's all about systems. It's all about big picture stuff. And that is just really critical. It smacks you between the eyes when you read the report. No one's talking small scale. No one's talking courses.
So that is a great answer to the question, right? So I think you've set out what change looks like, yeah, for organizations. And you have kind of said, this is what learning needs to be focusing on in order to support that change, right? So that's great. So so very quickly, my question then is L&D capable of doing everything you've just said? And you've got to answer that very quickly because we're going to try and keep the episode short.
The answer is it has the potential to do that, but it needs to start, it needs to shift its mindset, essentially. And it needs to draw on the knowledge of the OD people, the talent managers, the HR specialists, and the business. They need to be starting to talk to the COOs, the chief operating officers, the people at the sharp end of making the business work. And they need to say, what are your challenges and problems? How can we help? Not, we've had a talk amongst our L&D people, and we think what you need is a really good course, because that is irrelevant on every level. That's it.
Great. Let's leave it there. I'm glad I asked that last question. So that's a bit of a call to arms there. So that's brilliant, Nigel, episode. But thank you very much for your thoughts today. From scratch.